This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A coronavirus update. In China, the National Health Commission says the COVID-19 threat in the country seems to be receding. Beijing has confirmed only 99 new infections early into the weekend, though there have also been at least 25 deaths. Here in the United States, 21 people on board a Princess cruise ship anchored off San Francisco have tested positive for the virus. Most are crew members, and for now the vessel is without a port of entry. Speaking at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence said the ship would be directed toward an unspecified non-commercial port, where all 3,500 on board would be tested for the virus. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says all nations should make containing the new coronavirus its top priority. The outbreak has spread to more than 90 countries and killed more than 3,400 people, with the number of confirmed cases topping 100,000. In the U.S., the latest fatalities have been reported in the state of Florida. Two people who had recently traveled abroad have died. That brings the number of coronavirus deaths in the country to at least 16. The Florida fatalities were the first on America's East Coast. With a ceasefire between Russia and Turkey in Syria's Idlib province just a few days old, questions are being asked about what makes this agreement different from so many that have failed in the past. Reuters correspondent Soraya Ali has a report.
Idlib has been the center of a tug of war in recent weeks, with Moscow and Ankara, which back opposing sides in the war, edging closer to direct confrontation. Shaky ceasefires that bring relative calm have punctuated Syria's nine-year war, but all have collapsed. For this deal, Russia and Turkey have agreed to set up a security corridor along Idlib's main highway and to conduct joint patrols. But many say this isn't enough. It didn't establish a safe zone or say how nearly a million people displaced in the last 3 months could return to their homes.
That was Soraya Ali of Reuters. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Taliban said today its peace agreement with the United States does not alter its claim that the insurgent group's supreme leader is Afghanistan's lawful ruler and that he is duty-bound by religion to establish an Islamic government after foreign troops leave the country. The pronouncement fuels the uncertainty surrounding the U.S.-Taliban deal signed a week ago in Qatar. It also comes a day after an American media report that Washington has intelligence that the insurgent group does not intend to abide by promises it made in the February 29th accord. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Friday's attack that killed more than 30 people in Kabul. It happened at an event marking the death of a minority Shiite political leader and was the first major attack in Afghanistan's capital since the United States signed the peace agreement with the Taliban. Reuters correspondent Sarah Charlton has a report.
Gunshots were broadcast live on local TV Friday as the gathering to mark the death of an ethnic leader turned to chaos. More than 50 people were injured in the largest attack on civilians in a year. Top Afghan political leader Abdullah Abdullah was at the event but escaped unharmed. The Taliban said they were not involved in the attack. But it's another deadly reminder of Afghanistan's fragile state. Several people were killed in a similar attack on the same commemoration last year, which Islamic State said it carried out. The United States has tried to spearhead efforts towards a lasting peace agreement in Afghanistan. Violence decreased before a deal was implemented last Saturday to withdraw troops, though the Taliban has since resumed attacks on Afghan forces.
That was Sarah Charlton of Reuters. China's defense ministry denies a report that one of its Navy ships fired a laser last month at an American Navy surveillance plane over the Philippine Sea, far to the north and west of the South China Sea, which China claims virtually in its entirety. The charge is that the Chinese have used lasers in violation of international codes and agreement. Beijing did say that on February 17th, a U.S. aircraft had carried out a long period of what it called circling reconnaissance at low altitude despite repeated warnings from the Chinese side. U.S. President Donald Trump has fired his acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and replaced him with a conservative Republican congressman, Mark Meadows of North Carolina, a strong Trump defender during the Democratic impeachment drive. Meadows is Mr. Trump's fourth chief of staff in just over 3 years. While showing Mulvaney the door, the president named him a special envoy to Northern Ireland. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website online, voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.